terrorists. That's how law enforcement authorities in Chicago describe Brian Church, Jared Chase, and Brent Betterly. According to investigators, the men plan to hurl Molotov cocktails into four police stations, including this one, with one goal in mind, harm police officers.
Defendant Church, at one point, asked his co-defendants if they had ever seen a cop on fire.
After distracting the police, investigators say the men then planned to launch an attack on President Obama's campaign headquarters, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel's home, and financial institutions in the downtown area.
This plot very clearly does not represent protest behavior. This is criminal behavior.
Investigators say an undercover police officer infiltrated the group and helped foil the plot. The trio traveled from Florida to Chicago to protest the NATO military summit, which begins tomorrow. According to court documents, they had amassed a small cache of weapons for the planned attack, including a mortar gun, swords, a hunting bow, throwing stars, knives with brass knuckles, and several beer bottles filled with gasoline. The men were initially arrested in an overnight raid at a Chicago apartment building Wednesday. Their attorneys argue the materials collected by police were being used to brew beer, not make bombs.
It is part of a fear campaign to deter people from getting out to protest.
The security planning and anxiety surrounding the meeting of world leaders in Chicago has been growing for months. Thousands of protesters are already in town, and even with the massive police presence, some are still concerned.
It is alarming. Without a doubt, it is alarming.
Now, investigators say the three men who were arrested are self-proclaimed anarchists and are part of the activist group Black Bloc. The police superintendent here, Gary McCarthy, points out the majority of protests, which have been going on since Wednesday, have been peaceful.